Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jake Jacobs. Batting second. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Jones. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Cubizin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Jake Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Thomas for a passed ball. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essigian moves to third. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty takes first base on ball four. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Batty moves to second. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Cubizen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizen hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jake Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaal is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaal hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards third. Cubizen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall bunts towards third. Tuttle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Temple moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to second for the out. Temple moves to third. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple scores. Essigian moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Jacob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Jack Cubizen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizen is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubizin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kubizin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zoilo Ver Alse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alse is 0 for 2 in the game. Ver Alse hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jacobs moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards left field. Segen picks it up and throws to Held, who relays to third to catch Jacobs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Tuttle, and towards Ver Alse, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batty strikes out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Segen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Segen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segen is 0 for 2 in the game. Segen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Held for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jack Kralik. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Frank Funk now pitching. Jake Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jacobs strikes out. 2 outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 3 in the game. Virals hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to third. Virals moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Segian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cubizan hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Funk moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubizan fields it and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to third. Two outs. Julio Becker pinch hits for Jim Snyder. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing second base. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Essigian hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Essigian reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann is called out on strikes. 1 out. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Altobelli pinch hits for Lee Stang. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Dobek pinch hits for Jake Jacobs. Dan Dobek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobek strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 4 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altobelli moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 4 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altobelli scores. Verhals moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verhals scores. Allison moves to second. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Bill Daly now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. Batty moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. Jim Cott pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle is walked intentionally. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Jose Valdivielso. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a line drive towards third. Cubizan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Martin now playing second base. Ray Moore now pitching. Joe Altobelli now playing left field. Dan Dobek now playing center field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Valmy Thomas. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard pinch hits for Bill Daly. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a pop-up towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.